Blog Talk Radio. anointed one. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Glory be to my God and King. Glory be to the supreme being, Rastafari the anointed one. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Don't you worry of people's politics. Don't you worry of the preacher man's lies. For you and me, we are imperfect. Jah alone is the one I salute. Him alone is the one you should serve. Him alone is the one you should praise. Him alone, defender of the faith. Him alone stands for the truth. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up, trust in the Father. For the Father is the provider. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up, trust in the Father. For the Father is the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
Zakor et Yom HaShabbat Likadsho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat Le Kadesho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it set apart, to keep it holy. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat Le Kadesho.
The heaven is here, the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. The heaven is here, the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Which day is the Sabbath day? The seventh day is Saturday. Yes, which day is the Sabbath day? The seventh day is Saturday. What do we keep? We keep the first day. What do we keep as the Sabbath day? We keep the first day. Who changed it? It is the Catholic Church. Who changed it? It is the Catholic Church. What is the third commandment? The third commandment is Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. What are we commanded by the third commandment? To remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. What are we commanded by the third commandment? By the third commandment we are commanded to keep the Sabbath day holy. Are the Sabbath day and Sunday the same? The Sabbath day and Sunday are not the same. Are the Sabbath day and Sunday the same? The Sabbath day and Sunday are not the same. Which day is the Sabbath day? The seventh day is Saturday. Yes, which day is the Sabbath day? The seventh day is Saturday. Who changed it? Is it the Catholic Church? They changed it. Who changed it? It is the Catholic Church. The Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week and not Sunday. Yes, the Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week and not Sunday. Which day is the Sabbath day? The seventh day is Saturday. Which day is the Sabbath day? The Sabbath day is Saturday. Yes, which day is the Sabbath day? The seventh day is Saturday. Yes, which day is the Sabbath day? The first day is Sunday. What is the third commandment? The third commandment is to remember the holy day, which is the Sabbath day. Yes, the Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week, which is a Saturday. Yes, the Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week, which is a Saturday.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Sabbath and a whole meditation, meditation. A life me a preserve and a observe what a gwan in a nation, the nation. Me see corruption moving up to a height. I miss the righteousness, I get a vibe. But still I a chill, cause we know say a creation. Catch this a clear indication. If the relevant authority did want you to learn, them would have put more effort from school. But it's to their advantage. Everlasting fury going.
the judgment and make them ship sink. We know it's possible, I'm already convinced. Some things were going to engineer by the system. People fall by the wayside and be victims. If you oppose them, then you're under criticism. But we must make the people get back to them origin. In a me tabernacle, pan a sabbat and a whole of meditation. Station. I like me a preserve and a observer.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand it. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in 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 unrighteousness in
מזמור צד בית. מזמור שיר ליום השבת. טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון, להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות. עלי עשור ועלי נבל, עלי היגיון וכינור. ושמחתני אדוני בפועלך, ומעשה ידיך הרנן. מה גדלו מעשיך, אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע, וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב, ויציצו כל פועלי אבן, להישמדם עד עד, ואתה מרום לעולם, אדוני. כי הנה אויביך, אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן. ותרם תרעם קרני, בלותי בשמן רענן. ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיק התמר יפרח, וארז בלבנון יסגה. שתולים בבית אדוני, בחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בשיבה, דשנים ורעננים יהיו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עוולת בו.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround. around him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with overstanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Bless thee.
Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 39. I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me while I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength, before I go hence and be no more.
So here, today's daily psalm here for the After the Shabbat podcast right here. It's Saturday's, you know, Saturday night podcast after the Shabbat. But here reflecting on this 36th sabbatical study, Bihalotika. KJV says, when thou lightest the lamps, Bihalotika, when thou steppest up to light the lamp. So right here we have today's daily psalm. Let me just check this right here. Yeah, Psalm 39. And in 2017, around about this time, we had this psalm also, according to royal orders, that corresponded with this sabbatical study right here, the 36th sabbatical. So I'd like to share a couple of first words here, connection of today's daily psalm, Psalm 39, and this Torah reading and feeding, Birha Lotika. Look all audible right here from 2017.
You know, and practice, of course, you know, practice makes perfect. You know, and practice, of course, you know, practice makes perfect. But after a while, it becomes, as they say, second nature. As His Majesty, Karmawi Nagus Neges, the Majesty of the Sovereign, says, you know, the only thing to do to overcome like a bad habit is to replace it by a good habit. But then we can still use those principles there wisely, right, and perfect, you know, gradually, little by little, and growing in grace and in knowledge. So this particular psalm, an elegy, we call it an elegy, and we call it like a sad song. It's like blues. This is like a Hebrew, this is some of our ancient Hebrew blues. We have Psalm 39, Psalm XXXIX, for the leader, for Jeduthun. Now, the metaphysics of that name is very important. Yedutun. We look at the pointing for ourselves, but here is Jeduthun, right? A psalm of David, a Mizmor Le David. I said, I will take heed to my ways. I will take heed to my ways. That I hatia, that I do not uck up, that I do not miss the mark, that I sin not, I lack not with my tongue. I will keep a curb upon my mouth while the wicked is before me. So we have this in the first verse of this particular psalm. I'd like to share this right here. And the main rhema word is the use of the lishon, right? In this particular psalm, it's lishoni, which refers to my tongue, right? My tongue, we could call it my style of speech, or as you say, may the words of my mouth and the meditation or the meditation of my heart be humbly acceptable in thy sight, O Yahweh, I and thy strength, I and thy redeemer. So let's get this right here. We'll look at the classic KJV. All right, classic KJV. Just look, it's a couple of minutes right here, and then get into a little full of this particular psalm, but enough to note the similarity, spiritual similarity of point and of essence, right, in connection with this 36 Torah portion, reading and feeding, and Psalm 39 to the chief musician, even to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. Now, there's a footer in the Scofield Study Bible that says that Jeduthun was a Levite, and we speak about the Levites, the consecration of the Levim in this 36th Torah portion. A Levite chief singer and instructor. So the Levites were also chief singers. So you had the singers and the players of instrument within the realm of Rastafari, like the Levites, right, in that same function, right, almost Ethiopically speaking, like the Deptera, right? But here we have references first, Chronicles 9 and 16 and 16 and was that 50... Is that 58 or 38? I think that's 38, 41, 42, 25 verses 1, 3, and 6, 2 Chronicles 5 and 12, 2 Chronicles 35 and 15, and Nehemiah 11 and 17. He is mentioned in Psalms 39, in Psalm 62, and in Psalm 67. And Jeduthun was first called Ethan or Ethan, Ethan or Etham, Etan or Etan. All right, then of course we have the kind of name change or Yah, Yahuwah, Yahu, right, Eo, Yo being added to the name, Yadutan, Yadutan, right? So it begins off saying, I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the Rishaim, while the ratchet is before I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within I while I was musing, while I was agitating, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, with Lishoni, with my tongue, Lord Yahuwah, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, look inside, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before the eye. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity, Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain shoe. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Adonai, Adonai, what wait I for? My hope, my expectation is in thee, in the eye. Deliver I from all my transgressions. Make I not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blows of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity, Selah. Hear I pray, O Yahuwah, and give ear to I cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with the eye, and a sojourner as all my fathers were. O spear I, that I may recover strength before I go hence from here and be no more. Lord, it's the word, sound, and power of Abba Father, Behashem Yeshua. Yes, I, an elegy. That's like blues, the Hebrew blues right there. Now, the study of this, might not have time in this gathering right here, but just the study of this and just the connection of this, especially where he speaks of his tongue. All right? Mm-hmm. Amarti, amarti, ashimra, ashimra, deraki. Here it says my way, deraki, derakai, my way. He says, I said, right, I said. Amarti, I said, Amarti, Ashimra, Ashimra, I would take heed. This word Ashimra is interesting. It's like almost like when you graze, like if you graze an animal, almost like when they would bring the animal before the door, the patach, right, in that sense. Like, I would take heed, right, but also the shamar, like to guard. I will guard derakai, 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 derek. Derek means way. So it's not ways, as we I've mentioned before. It's not ways right there. I said within my heart, in the words of senses, I determined to take heed to my way, to keep a strict watch over his emotion, and to not chatiyat with lishoni, with my tongue, with a lashon, by railing at Elohim for his apparent injustice when he contrasts his fate with that of the wicked, the ratchet. Similarly, Job sinned not with his lips to curb use of an animal muzzle while, here's the key, while the Rasha'im, the ratchet, the Rasha, the defiant, is before I. While they are still in his presence, lest his words spoken in their hearing, this is the key, this is the key, in their hearing be an offense to Elohim, be offense to Jah, I and I power. So a little bit more on this, take a little Selah, Selah, Selah right here. 39th Psalm, more of the fullness coming forward. Shalom, 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 shalom.
Yes, yes, yes. That was a little excerpt from 2017. I think it depends on which reading we was reading from. We said Deraki, Derakai. Derakai, in a sense, is ways, but ways in the collective singular. You know, it's like all of one's ways is basically one way in this collective sense, you know, the way one go about this, about that, can be looked at this way, that way, but derakai right there, and often brought out as ways within the Hebrew translation. But let's get into a little more of the Hebrew right here, the connection here with b'halotika, when thou steppest up, when thou lightest, because of the aliyah sense of going up, both the going up of the priest to light the lamps, the menorah, keep the lamps lit, right? And from there, we get a new covenant, a very beautiful analogy right there to that light, as Moshiach Rabbeinu said, concerning that light and being the light, the illumination of this world, and how he is that light and his light in us. So there we have the menorah type right there, the lampstand, once again. Translations, many of them say candlesticks. We have to strike that there because candles bring into mind wax, and then when it destroys the shadow type that is fulfilled in the new covenant sense. So it's lampstand because the oil and the oil's connection, right, as a word pick of spirit, the connection of the oil, the anointing, and also the spiritual aspect of oil right there. But here, let's touch on the Hebrew, go through a couple of verses right here. Once again, there's a connection between this psalm, 39th psalm, and verses 6 to 11. It's interesting because he asks for self-knowledge, right? Self-knowledge. Why is self-knowledge? Some say self-gnosis, like a diagnosis, self-gnosis, gnosis. Some say gnostic, but gnosis is a basic. You could say Greek word for knowledge, gnosis, right? To know oneself. Interesting, it says love one another as, right? Love your neighbor, right? As you love yourself. So self-knowledge, very, very important, and also brought out within today's daily psalm, Psalm 39. But once again, the connection with this Torah reading and feeding that we're about to write up with. But after a little bit of a Hebrew breakdown and a build right here before we write up with the Aliyah here for the 36th sabbatical study, a little more on today's daily psalm, Psalm 13. Psalm 39. Yeah, Hebrew.
מזמור למתת, למנצח לדדון, מזמור לדוד. אמרתי אשמרה דרכי, מחתו בלשוני, אשמרה לפי מחסום, בעוד רשע לנגדי. נעלמתי דומיה, החשיתי מטוב, וכאבי נעקר. חם ליבי בקרבי, והגיגי תבער אש, דיברתי בלשוני. הודיעני אדוני קיצי, ומדת ימי מהי, הדעה מחדל אני. הנה תפחות נתת ימי, וחלדי כאי נגדך. אך כל הבל, כל אדם ניצב סלע. אך בצלם יתהלך איש, אך הבל יהמיון, לצבור ולא ידע מי אוספם. ועתה מה קיווית לאדוני, תוכלתי לך היא. מכל פשעי הצילני, חרפת נבל אל תשימני. נעלמתי לא אפתח פי, כי אתה עשית. הסר מעלי נגעך, מתגרת ידך אני חליתי. בתוכחות על אבון ייסרת איש, ותמש כעש חמודו, אך הבל כל אדם סלע. שמעה תפילתי אדוני, ושבעתי האזינה, אל דמעתי אל תחרש, כי גר אנוכי עמך, תושב ככל אבותי. השע ממני ואבליגה, בטרם אלך ואינני.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this place.
Evil, 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 boy, everything takes time.
Mizmor, Mizmor Lamei Tate, Mizmor Lamei Tate. Lamnatseyach, Liditun, Mizmor Lidawi, Lidawi, Lidawi. For the leader, for the overcomer, the chief musician, Lamnatseyach, Liditun, for Jedutun, Mizmor, a chant, Isis, a psalm, Lidawid, a psalm of David. Lamnatseyach, Liditun, Mizmor, Lidawid, Mizmor, Lidawid, Mizmor, Amarti, Eshmera, Dirakai, Mechto, Vilishoni, Eshmera, Lefi, Machsom, Beod, Rasha, Le Negdi. I said, Amati, I will give heed to my ways, Eshmera derakai, that I sin not with my
Mechito, mechito, from sinning, from arcing up, from missing the mark, mechito, vilishoni, vilishoni, with lishoni, with my tongue. Eshmera lefi, machsom, I will keep a curb upon my mouth. Eshmera lefi, I will guard my mouth. Eshmera lefi machsom, with a bridle, a curb. Be'od rasha li negdi, while be'od, the wicked rasha, is before me. Li negdi. Amarti eshmera derakai, meichito avilshoni. Eshmera lefi machsom, be'od rasha li negdi.
I was dumb with silence, I held my peace and had no comfort, and my pain was held in check.
Ne'lam tiya dumiya, hecheshei tiya mito, uka'evi ne'ekar.
I was dumb with silence.
Ne'lam ti dumiya, dumiya, I was dumb. Ne'lam ti silent dumiya, I was dumb. Ne'lam ti dumiya. Hecheshei ti mitob. I held my peace, I restrained myself. Hecheshiti, me from tov, from good. Hecheshiti, me tov. I held my peace, had no comfort. I restrained myself from good. Hecheshiti, me tov. Ukaevi, ne'ekar, and my pain. Ukaevi, and my pain, ne'ekar, was held. In check. Cham libi bikurbi. Vai gigi tivar esh. Dibarti bil shoni. My heart waxed hot within me. Cham, hot. Cham libi. My heart libi. Cham libi. Cham, hot. My heart. My heart was hot. Cham libi bikurbi. Within me, in the midst of me. Bikurbi. Cham libi. Bikarbi, bah gigi tivar esh. While I was musing, while I was meditating, hagiyon, higiyon, bah gigi, higigi. While I was meditating, musing, bah gigi tivar esh, tivar. The fire kindled the fire, tivar esh, tivar esh, bah gigi tivar esh. Dibarti bil shoni. Then spoke I. Dibarti, I had spoken, dibarti, then spoke I, bi lishoni, with my tongue. Hodaini Yahowa kitsi, umidata yamai, mahi eda me chadel ani. Yahowa chahovo, he who be, who ye be, make me, make I, to know mine end. Hodaini, cause me to know. Hodaini Yahowa. Hodaini yoa, kitsi, kitsi, my end, kitsi, my end. Umidata yamai, mahi, and the measure of my days. U and midat, the measure, yamai, yamai, my days. Umidat yamai, and the measure of my days. Mahi, what it is, or what she, ma, what. He, she, mahi, umidat yamai, mahi, ed'a, me, chadel, ani. Let me, make I know, ed'a, 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 to know, so that I would know, ed'a, to know, so that I know, ed'a, me, chadel, me, what, chadel, what shortness, how short-lived, how short, me, chadel, ani. Ani, ani, I, ed'a, me, chadel, ani. Hinea, tefachota, natata, yamai. We, chaldi, ke, ayin, negdeka, akakola, hevel, kol, adam, nitzab, selah. Behold, hine, look, see, here it is. Hine, tefachot, behold, thou hast made my days as hand breaths. Tefachot, hand breaths. Hine tefachot, hand breaths. Natata yamai, natata yamai. Yatata, natata has given, has been given the days, the sense of thou has made my days as hand breaths. Hine tefachot, natata yamai. We chaldi ke ayin negdeka, 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 and mine age, with chaldi, and mine age is as nothing, k'ayin, nothing, ayin, k'ayin, with chaldi, k'ayin, as nothing, negdeka, before the eye. Ak kol hevel, kol adam anitzav, selah, surely, ak, for sure. Ak, surely, call all, hevel, all is vanity, all is hevel, all is hebel. Ak, call hebel, call Adam, surely all is vain, all is vanity, all Adam, all man, all Adam, call Adam, nitzav, surely every man at his best estate is altogether vanity. Selah. Pause. Hebraically, this verse right here, at his best estate, nitzav. Call Ak kol hevel kol adam nitzav. Translated as surely every man is altogether vanity, at his best estate is altogether vanity. Hebraically, when standing firm, nitzav. Ak, for sure, kol hevel, all vanity, all is vanity. Kol Adam, surely all is vanity, all man, all Adam, nitzav, when standing firm. At his best estate, nitzav, when standing firm. In his fullest vitality, even then he is nothing but hevel, 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 ah, kol hevel, kol hevel, but hevel, vanity. Hebraically, hevel, enunciated as hevel, 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 a vapor. Hebel, a puff. Ah, call Hebel. Surely all puffs, all vapor. Call Adam. Surely all vapor, all Adam, all man is vapor. Nitzav, even when standing firm, he is devoid of substance. Even when he has 10 toes down, surely. Ah, call Hebel. Call Adam. Nitzav. Selah. Poor. Selah. The Asama, Ak Bitzelem, Yitahalek Ish, Aka Hevel, Ye Hemayun, Yitzbor will law ye da, me osfam, surely, Ak for sure, surely, verily for sure, Ak. Ak bitzelem, bitzelem, in a shadow, in a semblance, bitzelem, ak bitzelem, yitahalek, yitahalek, walketh, ish, man, ish, walketh, surely man, ish, walketh, yitahalek, as a mere semblance, or a mere shadow, or in a shadow, bitzelem, ak bitzelem, yitahalek, ish, ak, surely, for sure, hevel, Hebel, vanity, a vapor, a puff. Ak, ak, hevel, yehemayun. Ak, hevel, yehemayun. Surely, for vanity, they are in turmoil. Yehemayun. Yitzbor, lo yeda'a. Mi osfam, he heapeth up riches. Yitzbor, yitzbor. He treasures up, he heaps up riches. Yitzbor, wi, and lo yeda'a. Lo yeda, and he doesn't know. Lo yeda, v'lo yeda, and he doesn't know. V'lo yeda, mi osfam, and knoweth not who shall gather. Me, who osfam, who the gatherers will be. Yitzvor v'lo yeda, mi osfam. Here, 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 walketh as a shadow, as a mere semblance, a tzelem. The idea here is goeth to and fro. Yitahalek ish, yitahalek ish. Going to and fro, bitzelem, like a phantom. There's nothing solid about him. They are in turmoil. Ak hevel, surely, vanity. Yehemayun, they are in turmoil. Vanity, they are in turmoil. They worry, they trouble themselves over things without permanence. The abstract ideas so far expressed are illustrated here, here, here by concrete or by solid examples and samples. Man, from Adam to Ish, toils to pile up a store of wealth. Yitzbor, yitzbor, to treasure up, store up wealth, heaping up wealth. But he cannot be sure after he yitzbor with lo yeda mi osfam, he cannot be sure that he will be the one to make use of it. And here, here, Hebraically, right here, 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 the chet, the eighth verse, Wi'ata ma kwiti Adonai tochalti lecha hi. And now wi'ata v'ata wi'ata wi'ata. And now wi'ata ma kwiti. What ma what kwiti kwiti ma kwiti modern Hebrew ma kwiti ancient pointing ma kwiti. What wait I for Adonai Adonai O Adonai wi'ata. Makuiti Adonai, tochalti my hope, tochalti, tochalti lecha, tochalti lecha he, my hope for the I, lecha, for the I male, he, Hebraically the pronoun she, Tochalti lecha, my hope for the eye or to the eye, male, he, she. My hope, she is in, she is for the, she is for the eye. Mikola pishai hatzeleini, cherepata naral al tismeini. Deliver me, deliver me from all my transgressions. Hebraically, me call from all, me call pishai, pishai, me call pishai, me call pishai, hatzeleini, from all pishai, all my transgressions, hatzeleini, snatch me, hatzel, ani, hatzele, ani, snatch, ani, snatch I, deliver I, snatch I, from all, out of all, pishai, my transgressions. Cherpata naval al tisimeini. Make me not. Don't make me the reproach, the cherpat, the cherpat, the pedudenta, the cherpat, like the butt of the joke in that sense. The cherpat, the reproach. Cherpata naval, na bal, the base, the foolish, the naval. The naval, cherpat and naval. Don't make me the reproach of the naval. Al don tisimeini. Make I not the reproach of the fool of the Nabal. And Nabal is the one in Psalm 14. And so the fool has said in his heart, there is no Elohim. Those who acted on the thought that there is no Elohim, he and I and I and we do not seek to be the taunt of such degraded and debased, foolish persons that he and I would be if no divine help, guidance, protection came to him and I. Here, the Yod verse, the 10th verse Hebraically. Ne'lamti, lo, efetach bi, ki, ata, asita. I am dumb. I have become silent. Ne'lamti. I become silent, being dumb, not speaking, silent, ne'lamti. Lo, no, eftach, open, pi, my mouth. Lo, eftach, pi, or lo, eftach, fi. Lo, eftach, fi. I open not my mouth, my peh, the peh, the feh. Right? Lo, eftach, pi. I open not my mouth. Ki, because ata, the I male and none other, ata, the Hebrew pronoun, the I, ata, ki, ata, asita, ki, ata, asita, because the I, asita, has done it. Hasira me alaya niga eka, niya tigrata yadeka, aniya kaliti, remove thy stroke from off me. Hasir, remove me from alai, upon I, like down upon I, up on, upon I, remove hasir me alai niga eka, the eyes, the naga, the stroke, the plague, niga eka, the eyes, stroke, the eyes, naga, niga, right, niga eka. Mi tigrata yadeka ani khaliti. I am consumed. I am consumed. Khaliti. I'm finished. Kulam. I'm done. I'm finished. Khaliti. I am consumed by the blow of thy hand. Mi tigrat, from the blow. Mi tigrata yadeka. I, Khaliti, I am consumed. Here, the Yod Beit, 12th verse, Hebraically, right here. Be to kachot ala avon yisarta isha wa temes kaas chemudo. Akahevela kol adam sela, with rebukes, bitokachot, al avon, iniquity, Yisarta ish, yisarta ish, chastises, the eye has chastised ish, with rebukes, reproofs, tokachot, with rebukes, reproofs, admonitions, tokachot, all upon, against, avon, aon, aon, against aon, avon, iniquity, twistedness, pervertedness, yisarta, yisarta, yasa, you chasten, musar, yisarta, you chasten ish, you chasten ish, the higher man, you chasten the higher man, watemesa ka'asa chemudo, and like a moth, thou makest his beauty to consume away, watemes ka'as chemudo, here, with rebukes, like a moth, symbolic of destructive power, his beauty, chemudo, from chamad, to beauty can be beauty, it can be something coveted to, like greatly desired in that sense, chemudo, his desirable things here, the sense of the bodily strength and the beauty that makes a man or a human being attractive. So like a moth, ka'ash, watemes ka'ash, the ash, like a moth, chemudo, his beauty, temes, consume, ak, hevel, kol adam, selah, surely, for sure, ak, hevel, vanity, a puff, a breath, a vapor, Hebrew context, vanity, ak, hevel, kol adam, surely, vanity, all man, all Adam, surely all Adam is vain, is a breath, a vapor. Aka hevel kol Adam selah. Dear Psalmer, pause. And here, the final appeal, the final two verses here of today's psalm, Mizmor Lamed Tet, Mizmor Lamed Tet. Here, the Yod. Here we have the Yod, right? The Yod, the 13th verse. Yod Gimel, Yod Gamel, Yod Gimel verse. That reads, English verse. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Keep not silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with the eye, a sojourner as all my fathers were. Shema tefilati Yahuwah, v'shawati hazina, illa dima'ati al techerash, ki ger anoki imak. Hear my prayer, Shim'ah, tefilati, my tefila, my prayer, tefilati, Shim'ah, tefilati, Yahuwah, oh he who be, who he be, hear, Shim'ah, tefilati, my tefila, my prayer, with shawati, my shout, ha'azin, and give ear, broaden the ear, ha'azin, broaden the ear, and my shout, broaden the ear, the sense of broaden the ear when I shout, I've shouted to my shout, with shawati, some would enunciate as shavati, modern Hebrew, vishavati, ancient pointing, my shout, vishawati, ha'azina, broaden the ear to my shout, vishawati, ha'azina, illa dimati, al techerash, keep not silence, al techerash, keep not silence, illa dim'ati, at my dim'a, my tears, illa dim'ati, to my tears, illa dim'ati, al techerash, ki, because, for, I am a stranger, ki ger, for I am a ger, I am a stranger, a sojourner, here we have the sense coming out right here, of a stranger, right, a stranger, ki ger, Anoki, ki gir anoki. So we have gir, and we have sojourner. We have a gir. Now this has to do with, unlike the native, one who's a native to a place, who possesses the rights of citizenship. These were dependent for any amenities they enjoyed upon the tolerance of the people among whom they temporarily resided. So this is what David Dawit is saying right here, where he says, "For I am a stranger with the eye. Kigir anoki, anoki, I, anoki, the other I, anoki, imak, ima, im, with ka, ka, the I, imak, imak, with the I, agir, right? I am not like a native, but I am like a stranger." And then, toshav, toshav, kukol evotai, toshav, kukol evotai, a sojourner, toshav, toshav, like a temporary resident, from yashav, to sit, to seat, like you're seated up, you're residing, like you're a resident in that sense, toshav, toshav, kukol avotai, kukol avotai, kukol, as all, kukol, as all avotai, as all avotai, as all my patriarchs were. So unlike the native who possesses the rights of citizenship, what Dawid is saying and Aina is saying, being a gir, and being a toshav, unlike the native who possesses the rights of citizenship, I and I are dependent for any amenities that I and I enjoy upon the tolerance of the people among whom they temporarily resided. But Dawid here, "Hear my prayer, O Jehovah, give ear to my cry, or give ear to my shout. Keep not silence at my tears, to my tears, for I am a gir, a toshav, as all of my patriarchs were." The psalmist and I and I thought of I and I selves as a temporary dweller upon the earthly plane, and appeals to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the power, Ha'el Elohim, to make his stay and I and I stay more bearable. Here to the Yod Dalet Hebraic, the 14th verse. Hasha, hasha mimeni, we abliga bitarem elek we eneni. Look away from me, look away from I. Hasha mimeni. Interesting, this word, we have the word right here from sha'ah, but it bears the similar letters for save, right? Save right here. And here we have the word to look away. In the words, in the case of Cain and Hevel, interesting, the name Abel in Hebrew, and the word for vapor or puff or vanity is one and the same, right? So here we have the hasha form of it. In other words, don't respect, in a sense, look away from me. Don't look at me, look away, where it says that he had respect to Hebel, Abel's offering, but no respect to Cain. Here, Dawid employs the same word here, but in a different sense, where he says, hasha, 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 right? Look away, mimeni, mimeni. Look away from ani, from me. Hasha mimeni, we avliga, that I may take comfort. Look away from me. In the Hebrew, avliga means to brighten up, so that I may cheer up, to say that I may cheer up. Look away from me. Stop scrutinizing, investigating, looking upon me, in that sense, gazing. It has a sense of gazing. Gaze away, look away. Hasha mimeni, we avliga, bitremelek, we eneni. Before I go hence, bitarem, before, bitarem, elek, before I halak, before I try, before I leka, elek, first person sense, before I go, bitarem, elek, before I tried, we eneni, and am not, the context here, and be no more, but and am not, eneni. Eneni, I am not. Bitarem eleka we eneni. So here, usually the petition is for Yahweh Eloheinu, is for Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, the power, to look toward the suppliant, right? The suppliant, the supplicant, the suppliant, the one who's making supplication. The usual petition, the usual appeal and petition is for Hashem to look toward the suppliant and to show favor, show chen, and show grace, chesed, to him. But here, he is the one whose eyes behold the thoughts and the deeds of man. And man, in the Hebrew sense, in the two senses, in the basic rudimentary sense of Adam, general man, and the sense of the higher man, the Ish. He who be who he be, he is the one whose eyes behold the thoughts and the deeds of man, the critic. He is the critic and the true critic of his way of living. So he calls not for him to look upon me, but here, Hasha mimeni, look away. Look away, gaze away from I. Wa abliga, that I may cheer up, that I may brighten up. Bit rem elek, before I go, we enaini, and am not.
Of the sea. Elect of the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant. Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language. Learn the ancient Hebrew language.
Mizmor lametet, lam natseyach lidutun, mizmor le David. Amarti eshmera derachai mechato vilshoni, eshmera lefi machsom beod rasha lenegdi. Neelamti dumiya. Echesheti mitov uchevi neekar. Ham libi bekirbi, bahagigi tivar esh, dibarti bilshoni. Hodieni Adonai kitsi, umiddat yamai mahi, edea me hadel ani. Hinne tefahot natatta yamai, veheldi cheai negdecha. אך כל הבל, כל אדם ניצב סלע. אך בצלם יתהלך איש, אך הבל יהמיון, יצבור ולא ידע מי אוספם. ועתה, מה קיוויתי אדוני, תוחלתי לך היא, מכל פשעי הצילני, חרפת נבל אל תשימני. נעלמתי לא אפתח פי, כי אתה עשית. הסר מעלי נגעך, מתגרת ידך אני חליתי. בתוכחות על עוון יסרת איש, ותמס כעש חמודו, אך הבל כל אדם סלע. שמעה תפילתי אדוני ושבעתי האזינה, אל דמעתי אל תחרש, כי גר אנוכי עמך, תושב ככל אבותי. השע ממני ואבליגה, בטרם אלך ואינני.
Psalm 39. I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me while I was musing the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb, I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me, I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. See. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears. For I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength, before I go hence and be no more.
מזמור למתת, למנצח לדודון, מזמור לדוד. אמרתי אשמרה דרכי מחתו ולשוני, אשמרה לפי מחסום בעוד רשע לנגדי. נעלמתי דומיה וחשיתי מטוב, וכאבי נעקר. חם ליבי בקרבי, בהגיגי תבער אש, דיברתי בלשוני. הודיעני אדוני קיצי, ומדת ימי מהי, הדעה מחדל אני. הנה תפחות נתת ימי, וחלדי כאין נגדך. אך כל הבל, כל אדם ניצב סלע. אך בצלם יתהלך איש, אך הבל יהמיון, יצבור ולא ידע מי אוספם. ועתה מה קיוויתי אדוני, תוחלתי לחי. מכל פשעי הצילני, חרפת נבל אל תשימני. נעלמתי לא אפתח פי, כי אתה עשית. הסר מעלי נגעך, מתגרת ידך אני חליתי. בתוכחות על אבון ייסרת איש, ותמס כעש חמודו, אך הבל כל אדם סלע. שמעה תפילתי אדוני, ושבעתי האזינה. אל דמעתי אל תחרש, כי גר אנוכי עמך, תושב ככל אבותי. השע ממני ואבליגה, בטרם אלך ואינני. אינני, 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 אינני.
Let them keep talking. Whoa, bark if you're barking. Oh yes, let them talk, keep them talking. Hey, we're gonna keep them talking. Laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking. Laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Who have ears to hear, let them hear. And who have eyes to see, let them see. No one in this world can stop me, cause I'm protected by the Almighty. Jah is with me wherever I go. Oh, I know Jah loves me so. One thing I know, and of that I'm sure, I'm gonna talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, oh yes. We've got a lot more coming, talk, keep them talking, and I know. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming, let them say what they wanna say, what they do or say. Can't lead I astray, Jah is thy guide. Them talking, I'm gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming, talk, keep them talking, oh. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Let them pass all the dirty remarks. If they were dogs, then they would bark. Chew them, don't know them, gonna soon die. Just like old chops, they're gonna put them to park. Talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking. Laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking. talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming, talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Ooh, a kiss to hear, let them hear. And you have eyes to see, let them see.
Parfois, ata, Adonai.
John!
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat
Shalom. The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah of the law, and the following is said: Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad, Echad. The reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, He who be who be our Elohim, He who be who be Yahweh is one. The reader in the congregation then say, Echad Hu. Eloheinu Gadol, Adoneinu Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Doni I. Holy Kadosh, Kadosh is his name, Kadosh, holy and dreadful is his name, Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu Layawah. Iti ua ne romimashmo yachdau. Magnify he who be we be with me. Kadlu la Yahuwah iti. And let us make I and I exalt his name together, together. Ua ne romimashmo yachdau, yachdau, yachdau. The reader in the congregation then says, Thine, thine, Lika Yahuwah, thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahuwah, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as Arosh, as Aras, over all. Exalt ye, y'all, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his footstool. Kadosh, who... Holy is he. Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his holy mount. For Yahuwah Eloheinu is holy. Ki Kadosh, Yahuwah Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy and Isla. Praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He hath created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with His desire, and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect Him, and of all the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock, everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, thy name, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Isla amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before him, as it is written. Sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, his name. Extol ye, extol y'all him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah Rastafari, and exalt before him. And may we, I and I, see him eye to eye when he returneth to his habitation, as it is written, for they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh Yahuwah returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver, I live, I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant us, grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, I liverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk. And the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe all of you greatness to Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here, the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he, who in his holiness, in his idleness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amor Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, of he who be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amor, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amor, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, Ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. The congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following baraka, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation, is repeated, and the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech haOlam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah. Blessed art thou, O he who be, who he be, Notein haTorah, who givest the Torah, who give it Torah law, 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 give it Torah law.
Baruch atah Adonai.
John!
Rastafari.
John!
Rastafari.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat
shalom.
Blessings of the Torah before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvara. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, notein haTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shem Ha'av V'Habein Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this portion.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. For this Rastafari sabbatical study, this 36, Here. First Aliyah. The Aliyah for the Yom Harishon, for the first day, the first Aliyah of the seven. Here picking up the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Numbers. Numbers chapter 8, the order of the host, the 15th item, the lamps, and here in the Scofield it says candlesticks, but upgrade that, rephrase that, the lampstand. As we mentioned before, there will not be candles in that latter-day conventional sense because they don't run on wax, but they run on oil. So here, the Hebrew first words and the first aliyah. For this Shabbat, B'ha'elotika, B'shem Ha'av, Ha'bein, Ruach, Ha'kadosh, Yahweh, Ahad, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Here picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Numbers from the Sefer B'midbar.
וידבר יהוה אל משה לאמור, דבר אל אהרון ואמרת אלי, בהעלותך את הנרות אל מול בני המנורה, יאירו שבעת הנרות. And Yahweh spake to Moses, Lamor, saying, Speak to Aaron, Daber el Aharon, and say to him, We amarta elayo, when thou lightest the lamps, when thou lightest be ha elotika, Et ha nerot, the seven lamps shall give light over against the lampstand, the menorah, 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 menorah. El mul bnei ha menorah yairu shibataha nerot. And Aaron, Aharon, did so. He lighted the lamps thereof over against HaMenorah, the lampstand, as Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem commanded Moshe. And this work of the lampstand, HaMenorah, was of beaten gold. To the shaft thereof, to the flowers thereof, was beaten work according to the pattern which the Yahweh had shewed Moshe. So he made HaMenorah, the lampstand. The order of the hosts, the 16th item, cleansing Halloween, cleansing the Lewawion, cleansing the Levites, verse 5. And Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, Take Halloween, take the Levites from among the Bnei Israel, the sons, the children of Israel, and cleanse them. And thus, like this, shalt thou do to them, to cleanse them. Sprinkle water of purifying upon them, and let them shave all their flesh, and let them make them wash their clothes, and so make themselves clean. Then let them make them take a young bullock with his Minka, meal offering, even fine flour mingled with shemen, oil. And another young bullock shalt thou take for a chatat, a sin offering, akri offering. And thou shalt bring Halloween, the Levites, before the Ohel Moed, the tabernacle, the congregation, a tent of meeting, the tent of appointment, and thou shalt gather the whole assembly of the Bnei Yisrael together. And thou shalt bring Halloween, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and the Bnei Yisrael shall put their hands upon Halloween, the Levites. And Aaron, shall offer Halloween, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, for an offering of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, that they may execute the service of the Yahweh. And Halloween, the Levites shall lay their hands upon the heads of the bullocks. And thou shalt offer the one for a chatat, a sin, a lack offering, and the other for an olah, for a burnt, a holocaust offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to make a kippur, a atonement for Halloween, the Levites. And thou shalt set Halloween before Aharon and before Benaiah, his sons, and offer them for an offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Thus, like this, shalt thou separate Halloween, the Levites, from among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, and Halloween, and the Levites, the Lewawion, shall be mine.
And here, for the second, the Sheini Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Biha Eloteka, here picking up with verse 15, Numbers chapter 8, verse 15, for the Sheini Aliyah, the second offering up, Anafora, here for this Shabbat, Biha Eloteka. Ve'acherei ken yabo'u ha'elwim la'eboda eta ohela moed ve'tiharta otam ve'heinafta otam t'nufa. And after that Halloween, the Levites, and after that shall Halloween, shall the Levites, the Lewawion, go in to do the service of the Ohel Moed, of the tent of meeting, the tent of appointment, the tabernacle of the aggregation. And thou shalt cleanse them and offer them for an offering. For they are wholly given to me, to I, from among the Bnei Yisrael, from among the sons of Yisrael, instead of such as open every womb, every matrix, even instead of the firstborn of all the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, have I taken them to me, have I taken them to I. For all the firstborn of the Bnei Yisrael are mine, both man and beast. On the day that I smote every firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, I sanctified them for myself, And I have taken Halloween, the Levites, for all the firstborn of the Bnei Yisrael. And I have given Halloween as a gift to Aharon and to Benaiah, his sons from among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, to do the service of the Bnei Yisrael in the Ohel Moed, in the tent of meeting, the tent of appointments, the tabernacle of the aggregation, and to make an atonement for the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, that there be no plague among the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, when the Bnei Yisrael come near to the sanctuary. And Moshe, where Aharon and all the aggregation of the Bnei Yisrael did to Halloween, the Levites, according to all that the Yahweh commanded Moshe concerning Halloween, concerning the Lewawion, the Levites, so did the Bnei Yisrael, Yisrael Lejoch, the children of Israel, to them. And the Lewawion, Halloween, the Levites, were purified, and they washed their clothes. And Aharon offered them as an offering, Lifnei Yahweh, before Jehovah, and Aharon made an atonement for them to cleanse them. And after that went Halloween, the Levites, in to do their service in the Ohel Moed, in the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the aggregation, before Aharon, Aaron, and before Benaiah, his sons, as the Yahweh had commanded Moshe concerning Halloween, so did they to them. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Moses, saying, this is it that belongeth to Halloween. From 25 years old and upward, they shall go in to wait upon the service of the Ohel Moed, of the tabernacle of the congregation. And from the age of 50 years, they shall cease waiting upon the service thereof, and shall serve no more. But
shall minister with their brethren in the Ohel Moed, in the tabernacle of congregation, the tent of meeting, to keep the charge, and shall do no service. Thus, like this, shalt thou do to Halloween, to the Levites, touching the sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Here for the third Aliyah, for the Shalishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Biha Elotika. Here picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Numbers chapter 9, the order of the host, the 17th item, Pesach. Passover here for the Shalishi Aliyah, Anaphora offering up for this Shabbat, Bi Ha'ilotika. Why Daberi Yahuwah El Moshe, Bi Midbar Sinai, Ba Shana Hashenit, Litziata Me Areta Mitzrayim, Ba Chodesh, Ha Rishon. Lamor. And Yahweh spake to Moshe in the wilderness, the Midbar of Sinai, the wilderness of Sinai, in the first month of the second year after they were come out of the land of Mitzrayim, saying, let make the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, also keep HaPesach, the Passover, Fasika, at his appointed season. In the 14th day of this month, of this moon, at even, ye all shall keep it in his appointed season, according to all the rites of it, and according to all the ceremonies thereof, shall ye all keep it. And Moshe spake to the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, that they should keep HaPesach, the Fasika, the Passover. And they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month, the first moon, at evening, in the Midbar of Sinai, in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that Yahweh commanded Moshe. So did the Bnei Yisrael, so did the sons, the children of Yisrael. And there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body, the dead psyche of a man, that they could not keep the Pesach, HaPesach, the Passover, on that day. And they came before Moshe and before Aharon on that day. And those men said to him, we, I and I, are defiled by the dead body of a man. Wherefore are we kept back, that we may not offer an offering of Yahweh, of Jehovah, in his appointed season among the Bnei Yisrael? And Moshe said to them, stand still, and I will hear what the Yahweh, Yahweh, will command concerning you. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, Lamor, saying, if any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, dead psyche, or be in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep HaPesach, the Passover, Fasika, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, the 14th day of the second month, the second moon at even.
evening. They shall keep it and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it to Habokkar to the morning, nor break any bone of it, according to all the ordinances of HaPesach, Passover, Fasica. They shall keep it. But the man that is clean and is not in a journey and forbeareth to keep HaPesach, the Passover, the Fasica, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his, her people, because he brought not the offering of the Yahweh in his appointed season. That man shall bear his uckery, his chatiyat, his fokery. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you and will keep HaPesach, the Passover, Fasica, to the Yahweh, according to the ordinance of HaPesach, Passover, Fasica, and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. Ye, y'all, shall have one ordinance, both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land,
in the land,
in the land,
in the land,
in the land. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat strong.
Yes, yes, yes. Pray the eye, brothers and sisters. Yes, we're still here in the Aliyot. It seems as though we have a little technical difficulty here on the board, but let's ride up with the fourth. See if we can bring the fourth Aliyah up right here, here, here. Yes, a little technical difficulty. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Fourth Aliyah, Shema Yisrael. Yeah.
And here,
Israel.
Here, here, here. At the Rebbe,
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 Rebbe, the fourth Aliyah for this Shabbat, Shabbat.
Biha
elotika,
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 elotika.
Here we pick up with fourth book of Moses, the Hebrew book of Numbers, called Numbers. Picking up here for the Rebi'i Aliyah, offering up an afora for this Shabbat, the Ha'elotika, here at the 15th verse, Numbers 9 and 15, for the Rebi'i Aliyah. Uwa biyoma hakima eta ha mishkana kisa hey anana eta ha mishkan le ohela ha eduta u ba ereva yihye ala ha mishkan k mara e eish Ada Boker, here for the Revi'i, the fourth Aliyah, here at Numbers chapter 9, verse 15, the order of the host, the guiding cloud, and on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of testimony, the cloud covered HaMishkan, namely the tent of testimony, the Ohel HaEdut,
Edut,
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 Edut. And at evening, there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of Aish, 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 fire until the morning, ad boker. So it was always. The cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire, Aish, by night. And when the cloud, the Anan, was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the Bnei Yisrael, the children of sons of Israel, journeyed. And in the place, the Makom, where the Anan, the cloud, abode, there the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, pitched their tents. At the command of the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, the Bnei Yisrael journey. And at the command of Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, he who be, who he be, who he be, who he be, who he be. They pitched at the mouth, Al-Fi, Yahuwah, at the fee, the pie, the fee, the pie, the fee, the pie, the fee, the pie, the pie, the pie. Al-Fi, Al-Pi, Yahuwah, at the mouth of the Yahweh, the Bnei Yisrael journey. And with Al-Pi, Yahuwah, with Al-Fi, Yahuwah, and at the mouth of the Yahweh they pitched, as long as the cloud Ha-Anan abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. And when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle many days, then the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, kept the charge of the Yahweh and journeyed not. And so it was when Ha'anan, when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment, the mouth of the Yahweh, they abode in their tents. And according to the mouth, the commandment of he who be, who he 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 be. According to the commandment of he who be, who he be, they abode in their tents, and according to the commandments, the mouth of he who be, who he be, they journey. And so it was when the cloud abode from evening to the morning, and that the cloud Ha'anan was taken up in the morning, then they journey, whether it was by day or by night. That Ha'anan, the cloud, was taken up, they journeyed, or whether it were 2 days or a month, a moon, or a shana, a year, that Ha'anan, the cloud, tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the Bnei Yisrael abode in their tents, and journeyed not. But when it was taken up, they journeyed at the commandment. At the commandments, at the mouth, Al-Pi-Yahuwah, Al-Fi-Yahuwah, at the mouth of Jehovah, they rested in their tents, and at the mouth, the commandment, Al-Pi-Ali-Fi-Yahuwah, at the mouth of Jehovah, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Yahweh. At the commandment, Al-Pi-Yahuwah, Al-Fi-Yahuwah, B'Yad Moshe, at the commandment, the mouth of the Yahweh, by the Yad, the hand of Moshe, the hand of Moses, 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 the hand of Moses. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that is called Numbers. Here, Numbers chapter 10, the order of the host, the 19th item, the silver assembly trumpets. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, make thee, two trumpets of silver. of a whole piece shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to the eye at the patach, the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, the ohel moed, the tent of meeting, of the appointment. And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes which are the heads, the nasim, hanasim, the princes which are the roshay, the rasses of the thousands of Yisrael, shall gather themselves to the eye. When ye all blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east parts shall go forward. When ye blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the congregation, the aggregation, is to be gathered together, ye y'all shall blow, but ye y'all shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aharon of Aaron, the priests, HaKohanim, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance, forever, forever, throughout your generations. And if ye all go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth, rephrase that, downpresseth you, then ye all shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye all shall be remembered, lifnei Yahuwah Elohekem, before he who be who he be, your Elohim, and ye all shall be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginning of your months, your moons, ye all shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your shalamim, peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your Elohim, Ani Yahuwah
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. And hear, hear, hear. Give ear. Shema, ear. Shema, ear. Shema, ear. Shema, ear. Shema, ear. We are at the Hamish, 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 Hamishi Aliyah for this Torah portion reading and feeding for Shabbat B'ha Elotika, here at the Hamishi Aliyah, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 10, here verse 11 to verse 34 for the Hamishi, the Hamishi Aliyah. Hamishi Aliyah. Vayehi ba shana ha shenit ba chodesh ha sheni bi esarim ba chodesha na'ila ha'anan ha'anan me'ala mishkan ha'edut. Here for the Hamishi Aliyah, from Sinai to the Kadesh Barnea. First item, the first march, the halt in Paran. Verse 11 for the Hamishi Aliyah for this Shabbat B'ha'ilotika. And it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month, the second moon in the second year, that Ha'anan, the cloud, was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. The cloud was taken up from off of the tabernacle of the testimony. And the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, took their journeys out of the Midbar, out of the wilderness of Sinai, the wilderness of Sinai, and Ha'anan, and the cloud rested in the wilderness. in the wilderness of Paran. 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 And they first took their journey according to the commandment of the Yahweh by the hand of Moshe, according to the mouth of he who be who he be, by the hand of Moses. Al pi Yahweh b'yad Moshe. Al pi Yahweh b'yad Moshe. In the first place went the standard of the camp of the Bnei Yehuda, the Bnei Yehuda, the children of Judah, according to their armies. And over his host was Nahshon, the son of Aminadab. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Yisachar was Nathaniel, the son of Zuar. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Helon. And the tabernacle was taken down. And the Bnei Gershon, the sons of Gershon, and the Bnei Merari, the sons of Merari, set forward, bearing the tabernacle. And the standard of the camp of Reuben set forward, according to their armies. And over his host was Elizur, the son of Shedeur. And over the host of the tribe of the Bnei Simeon, the children of Simeon, was Shelumiel, the son of Zori Shaddai. Shaddai. And over the host of the tribe of the Bnei Gad, the children of Gad, was Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. And the Kohathites set forward, bearing the sanctuary, and the other did set up the tabernacle against they came. And the standard of the camp of the children of Ephraim set forward according to their armies. And over his host was Elishama, the son of Amihud. And over the host of the children of Manasseh, and over the host of the tribe of the Bnei Manasseh, the sons, the children of Manasseh was Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzor. And over the host of the tribe of the Bnei Binyam, the sons of Benjamin, the children of Benjamin, was Abidan, the son of Gideoni. And the standard of the camp of the children of Dan, the Bnei Dan, the sons of Dan, set forward, which was the reward of all the camps throughout their hosts. And over his hosts was Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. And over the host of the tribe of the Bnei Asher, the children, the sons of Asher, was Pagiel, the son of Okran. And over the host of the tribe of the Bnei Naphtali, the children, the sons of Naphtali, was Ahira, the son of Enan. Thus, like this, were the journeyings of the Bnei Yisrael, of the children, the sons of Yisrael, according to their armies when they set forward. And Moses said to Hobab, the son of Raguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying, I and I are journeying, are trodding. We are journeying to the place of which the Yahweh said, I will give it you. Come thou, the I with us, with I, and we, I and I, will do thee I good, for the Yahweh hath spoken good concerning Yisrael. And he said to him, I will not go, but I will depart to mine own land and to my kindred. And he said, leave us not, leave I and I not, I pray thee, I pray the I, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp Bamidbar in the wilderness, and thou, the I, mayest be to us, to I and I, instead of eyes. And it shall be, if thou go with us, with I and I, yea, it shall be that what goodness the Yahweh, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, shall do to us, to I and I, the same will we, I and I, do to thee, the I, 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 the I. And they departed from the mount of the Yahweh, 3 days' journey. And the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh went before them
in the 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. And Hanan, the cloud of Yahweh, Yahweh, was upon them by day when they went out of the camp. And hear, Shema, give ear right here for the Shei Shi, Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Bitha Elotika, for this Senveta Sitalequis, here, picking up fourth book of Moshe. Fourth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Numbers for the sixth Aliyah, the Sheishi Aliyah, Numbers chapter 10, picking up at verse 35 to Numbers 11, verse 29. Here for the Sheishi Aliyah. Vayehi bi nisoah ha aron, vayomer Moshe. Umahiyoa we yafutsu oibeka we yanusu misoneka mipaneka. And it came to pass when the ark set forward, Wayehi binisoah Haron, that Moses said, Vayomer Moshe, rise up, Jehovah, and make thine enemies be scattered, and make them that hate thee eye flee before the eye, flee before the eye's presence, the eye's perception. Vayehi bi nisoah Aaron, Vayomer Moshe, Umah Yahweh. Umah, rise up, O Jehovah, why Yafutsu Oibeka, rise up, O Yahweh, O Jehovah, and make thine enemies be scattered. We Yafutsu Oibeka, we Yanusu Misoneka, Mipaneka, and make them that hate the eye, make those that hate the eye flee. Why anusu misoneka, flee before the eye, mipaneka, before the eye's face, before the eye's presence, before the eye's perception. And when it rested, he said, return, O Yahweh, O Jehovah, to the many thousands, to the 10,000, to the many thousands of Yisrael. And when it rested, when it rested, Yomar, he said, Shubah Yahweh, return, O Jehovah, Shubah Yahweh, Adonai, Shubah Yahweh, Ribabot Alfi Yisrael. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, called Numbers chapter 11, from Sinai to Kadesh Barnea. Second item, the fire of the Yahweh, the fire of Adonai at Tabera. And when Ha'am, the people, complained, it displeased the Yahweh, and the Yahweh heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Yahweh burnt among them, and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. And Ha'am and the people cried to Moshe. And when Moshe prayed to Jehovah, the fire was quenched. And he called the name of the place Tabera, because the fire of Yahweh burnt amongst them. And he called the place Tabera, Ki Ba'era Bam Eshiowa. From Sinai to Kadesh Barnea. The third item, the flesh pots. The flesh pots of Mitzrayim, of Kemet, the flesh pots of Egypt, verse 4, and the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, also wept again and said, who shall give us our flesh, that is, flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, in Kemet, freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna, manhu, this manna before our eyes. And the manna, and the manna was as coriander seed, and the color thereof as the color of bdellium. And Ha'am, the people, went about and gathered it and ground it in mills, or beat it in a mortar and baked it in pans and made cakes of it. And the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil. And when the dew fell upon the camp, and when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the Layla, the manna, manhu, the manna fell upon it. From Sinai to Kadesh Barnea. Fourth item, the complaint of Moshe. The complaint of Moses. Verse 10. Then Moshe heard Ha'am, the people, weep throughout their families, every man in the door, every man in the door, every man at the door, at the door, at the door of his tent. And the anger of the Yahweh was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. And Moshe said, Yahweh, to Jehovah, wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? And wherefore, why have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them, that thou shouldest say to me, carry them in thy bosom as a nursing father beareth the suckling child to the land which thou swearest to their fathers, their patriarchs? Whence, from where, should I have flesh to give to all this people? For they weep to me, saying, give us flesh, give Einaideres, give us flesh, that we may eat. I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. And if thou deal thus like this with me, with I, kill I, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight. And let me, make I not see my wretchedness, wretchedness. From Sinai to Kadesh Barnea, the fifth item, the 70 elders. Verse 16. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, to Moses, gather to I, 70 men of the Ziknei Yisrael, of the Shemagale, the elders, the Ziknei Yisrael of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of Ha'am, and officers over them, and bring them to the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, of the appointment, the Ohel Moed, that they may stand there with thee, and I will come down and talk with thee, and I will take of Haruach, of the spirit of the Irit, which is upon thee, and I will put it upon them. And they shall bear the burden of Ha'am, of the people, with thee, that thou bear it, not thyself alone, all one.
And say thou to Ha'am, sanctify, set yourselves apart, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. And ye and y'all shall eat flesh. For ye, for y'all, have wept in the ears of Yahweh, Jehovah, saying, who shall give us flesh? That is, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us, with I and I, in Mitzrayim, in Temet, in Egypt. Therefore, Yahweh, Yod-Heh-Weh, he who be, we be, Jehovah, will give you flesh. And ye, y'all, shall eat. Ye, y'all, shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days, but even a whole month, a whole moon, until it come out at your nostrils, and it be loathsome to you, because that ye, y'all, have despised Yahweh, Jehovah, which who is among you, because that y'all have despised Yahweh Jehovah, who is among you, and have wept before him, saying, why camest we forth, Mimitzrayim? Why do we come forth out of Kemet, out of Egypt, 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 Egypt? And Moshe said, Ha'am, the people, among whom I am, are 600,000 footmen, and thou hast said, I will give them flesh, that they may eat a whole month, a whole moon. Shall the flocks and the herds be slain for them to suffice them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them? Suffice them? Suffice them? Suffice them? Suffice them? Suffice them? And Yahweh and Jehovah said to Moshe, is the Yahweh's yad, is the Yahweh's hand wax short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass to the eye or not. And Moshe went out and told Ha'am the words of Yahweh, he who be who he be, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of Ha'am, the elders of the people, and set them round about the tabernacle. And the Yahweh Yahweh came down in a cloud and spake to him and took of Ha'ruach, the spirit, the irit that was upon him, and gave it to the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the spirit, Ha'ruach, the irit, rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. They prophesied, but they did so no more. They prophesied, but they did not continue. Wayita nabu lo yasafu. From Sinai, Sinai, to Kadesh Barnea, the sixth item, Eldad and Medad prophesy. Verse 26. But there remained two of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other Medad. And Ha'ruach, the Ruach, the Spirit, rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but went not out to the tabernacle. And they prophesied in the camp. And there ran a young man and told Moshe, Moses, and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. And Yehoshua, Joshua, Yasu, the son of Nun, the servant of Moshe, one of his young men, answered and said, my lord Moshe, forbid them. And Moshe said to him, envious thou for my sake? Would Elohim that all Yahweh's Jehovah's people were prophets, and that the Yahweh would put Ruho, his spirit, his irit, upon them, 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 upon them.
ሽመላ ሽመላ አገራችን ኢየሩሳሌም ደና
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of...
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, hear, hear for the Shabi'i, Shabi'i, Shabi'i Aliyah, for this Shabbat Abiha Eloteka, Shalom, for this Senbet Sitalequis, Salam. Here, picking up with Numbers chapter 11 at verse 30 for the Shebi'i, 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 the seventh Aliyah Nafra offering up. Waya Asif, Waya Asif, Moshe, Elaha Mahane, with Ziknei Yisrael. And Moshe got him into the camp. He and the Ziknei Yisrael and the elders of Yisrael. From Sinai to Kadesh Barnea. The seventh item here at this Shabi'i Aliyah here for Shabbat Beha Elotika, the quails and the plague. The quails and the plague. Verse 31. And there went forth a wind from the Yahweh. And there went forth a wind from the Yahweh, he who be, we be, and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high, upon the face of the earth. And Ha'am and the people stood up all that day and all that night and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. He that gathereth least gathered 10 homers. And they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, it was chewed. The wrath of the Yahweh was kindled against Ha'am, the people. And the Yahweh smote the people with a very great plague. And he called the name of the place Kibrot Hatawa, or the Kibrot Hatawa. Hata'awa, Hata'ava, because there they buried Ha'am, the people that lusted. And Ha'am, the people, journeyed from Kibrota Hata'ava to Hazerot, and abode at Hazerot. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that's called Numbers, chapter 12, from Sinai to Kadesh Barnea, the eighth. The eighth item right here, the murmuring of Miriam, where Aharon and Aaron. And Miriam and Aharon spake against Moshe because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman, a Cushawit, a Cushit ish. And they said, hath the Yahweh indeed spoken only by Moshe? Has he not spoken also by us, by I and I? And the Yahweh heard it. Now, the man Moshe was very meek to hoot above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Yahweh spake suddenly to Moshe and to Aharon and to Miriam. Come out, y'all three, to the tabernacle of the congregation, to the Ohel Moed, tent of meeting. And they three came out. And the Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the petach of the tabernacle and called Aharon, where Miriam, Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words.
if there be a prophet among you, I, the Yahweh, he who be, we be, will make myself known to him in a vision and will speak to him in a dream. My servant Moshe is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Yahweh Yahuwah shall he behold. Wherefore then were y'all not afraid to speak against my servant Moshe? And the anger of Yahweh Jehovah was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud Anan departed from off the tabernacle, and the cloud departed from off of the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aharon looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aharon said to Moshe, alas, alas, my Lord, alas, my Lord, alas, alas, my Lord, alas, I beseech the eye, lay not the chet, the chatiat upon the akri, upon I and I, wherein we, I and I, have done foolishly, wherein we have sinned, have upped up, make her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed, when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moshe cried to Yahweh, and Moshe cried to Jehovah, saying, heal her now, O God, I beseech the eye. Why you ta'ak, Moshe, Eliyahuah, Lemor, El na, Rifa na laha, El na, Rifana la 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 la. Heal her now, O El, I beseech the eye. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Make her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that let her be received in again. And here for the maftir, Wayomari Yawail Moshe, with Abiha Yaroka De Paneha Hello, Tia Kalein, Shibata Yamin, Tia Sandera, Shibata Yamin, Mi Hut, La Mahane, We Ahar Te Asif. If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Make her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that, make her be received in again. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and Ha'am, the people, journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. And afterward Ha'am removed from Chazarot and pitched in the wilderness, the Midbar of Paran. Thus completing the Torah portion, the Aliyot, for this Shabbat. Biha elotika, for this send beta sitilequis. Kabur lek alu, kabur dimtu, kabur hailu, glory to the word, sound, and the power. Kabur le abinu, le melkeinu, glory be to thy father, thy king. Kabur lek adamawi, haile salasi, beshem Yeshua, ha moshiach. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity in the name of Yeshua. Getachinna, medchanetachinna, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christos, the King of Kings Christ. Amen.
Baruch Atah Adonai.
stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, v'yei olam natei, v'tokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, Notein ha-Torah Sheinah.
After the reading of a section of ha-Torah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech ha-olam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, ha-Torah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch atah Yahuwah, notein ha-Torah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Jalor. Wa'imru. Amen.
Psalm 119, the 12th verse right here. It says, Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Baruch atah Yahuwah, lamdeini chukeka, thy statutes. Blessed art thou, the key phrase, Baruch atah Yahuwah, we say the Hashem. Other Yehudis would replace the Hashem, the Yod Heh Weh Heh, Yahuwah, Yahawah, Yahweh, they replace it by Adonai. So you might often hear Yehudis say, Baruch atah,
Baruch Adonai.
Baruch Adonai. We taught them that. Baruch atah Yahuwah, blessed art thou, O Jehovah. Blessed art thou, in relation of man to Ha Elohim, to the power, Ha Elohim, to bless. What does to bless mean in relation of man to Ha Elohim? It means to prosper his cause by our I and I concentration, focus of heart, heartical, focus of heart, soul, and might to the advancement of his kingdom, Malkuto, in the royal Amharic to Mengistu, Mengistu, to his kingdom, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. Right, as it is in heaven. Baruch atah Yahuwah. Blessed art thou. So once again, we know that blessing in the sense of Elohim to man is to cause us to increase, to increase, to increase. But how is it that we can bless he who be who he be? How can we increase? You know, we can't increase him. He is the Almighty. So the reason here, and this is coming from today's Psalm, Psalm 119, the Torah, Yahweh of life, Baruch atah Adonai, blessed art thou, Baruch atah, 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 the I, speaking directly to him, speaking to him male, atah, Baruch atah, blessed art the I, he who be who he be. In relation of man, of I, not a human being, to the power to bless, means to prosper his cause by I and I focus, our concentration of heart, heartically, soul, psychically, might, to the advancement of Malkuto, Mengistu, in the advancement of his kingdom, even the fulfillment of our Father prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Rastafari. Rastafari. Rastafari. Baruch atah Adonai.
Jah! Rastafari. Jah!
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim Veratzah b'debrehim Hane'amarim ba'emet Baruch atah Adonai Habocher b'torah U'moshe abdo U'b'Israel ammo U'b'nebiei ha'emet wa'tzedek. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verses 1 to 21. Pesama Abba Wawa Lema Pesukadus Ahadu Amlak. Behold, the day of Yahweh Eglutu cometh. And thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished. And half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall Yahweh Buruku go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach to Azel. Yea, ye shall flee like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Yehuda. And Yahweh my Elohim Buruku shall come, and all the saints with thee. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall be clear, nor dark. But it shall be one day which shall be known to Yahweh. Not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at eventide it shall be light. And it shall be in that day the living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea and half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. And Yahweh Buruku shall be king over all the earth. For that day there shall be one master and his name one. All the land shall be turned as a plain from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem. And it shall be lifted up and inhabited in her place from Benjamin's gate to the place of the first gate, to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananil to the king's winepress. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. And this shall be the plague wherewith Yahweh will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their hold. And their tongue she will consume away in their mouth. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from Yahweh Buruku shall be among them, and they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. And Yehuda also shall fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel in great abundance. And so shall be the plague of the horse, of the mule, of the camel, and of the ass, and of all the beasts that shall be in these tents as this plague. And it shall come to pass that every one that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the king, Yahweh Zebaoth Buruku, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth to Jerusalem to worship the loose Yahweh's apostles, even upon them shall be the rain. And if the family of Agup go not up and come not, that have no rain, there shall be the plague wherewith Yahweh will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the feast of tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Agup, and the punishment of all the nations that come not up to keep the feast of tabernacles. And that day shall there be upon the bales of the horses holiness to Yahweh Guruku, and the pots in Yahweh's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Yehuda shall be holiness to Yahweh's apostles, and all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and cease therein. And in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of Yahweh's apostles. Amen.
Yeah, now, this headline might be they bedtime. I wish they rain for Yahuwah like they do from fair time. The news crew ain't nothing fair in these here times. It's a hard grind, these some hard times. People don't care about truth, they just speak they mind. Lost in time, spinning circles like a Ferris wheel. I done seen a lot, I done read the plot. Yahuwah wrote the script, so the Bible lit. Get your revelation when you finish it. Talking in my car, night rider, slow groove. If it ain't about the ministry, then who lose? Don't be alarmed if it's too deep, just hit snooze. You a giant, don't let them treat you like fish food. I don't count bars, my music out of space. I don't count stars, I just know my place. Seeking the Father's face, seeing that glow like Moses. Lifetime of worshiping the Most High, seeing things clearer, blue sky. So I go hard, push on to the strong in Yahuwah. Shalom to my law keepers.
Like shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, 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 my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, shalom.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. Aliyot, Aliyot, Aliyot.
Yes, yes, yes. Aliyot. We have the Brit Hadash, the New Covenant reading. Reading right here, here, here. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 6 to 13, and Revelation chapter 11, focus verses 1 to 19. But right there for first day service coming up at the top of the Iowa. Here, 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 just to keep in that reading right there. Prophet Zechariah, give thanks. Wyndham Ross, Ross Ahad right there. That was Zechariah chapter 2, verse 14 to chapter 4, verse 7. And here, 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 as we segue here to the first day, early Iowa first day service, coming forward, a.k.a. the Sunday service at the top of the hour. Here is Lupe Fiasco. The cartoon here, Haile Selassie, featuring Nicky John. Yes, sir.
Silence of the voice.
cause of justice when it mattered most. This has made it possible for evil to triumph. Salat.
Man's limitation, transfiguration. I can dance done at the welcome to the demo. Modern man comes to the wedding in the limo. Mixing doves with the rice rain. Uncle Ben's off the rails on the night train. And that storm took us to the platform. Push us back to the bachelor's back door. Hook us off the track, take you back to where that fat girl pushed us. And that's very old, like Blackberry Bowl. But the jewels, sweeter than where the party at, or releasing these niggas from the roof, and leaving these niggas on the loose, or keeping these niggas in the coops, and leaving these niggas on the noose, free, Shamu fan, got a world to see.
Highest
lottery,
highest
eyes,
I'm
sliding,
sliding your tracks to stop me, I'm dialing, little for my, as I float, shove my clothes, catches all of my clothes.
That until the philosophy which holds one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. That until there's no longer first class or second class citizens of any nation. That until the color of the man's skin is no more significant than the color of his eyes.
Yeah. To the limit, delivering in the methadone clinic. Riding with the pack like a peloton. Flying with the sack in the trap like a pregnant. Is it breaks in the backs from the cracks that we step upon? If I triple my word, will it cripple my mom? If I simple my search, will it mental my calm? Will it hurt if I give you my palm? To tell in it, don't put a nail in it. How you gonna see the world if you're willing? And reading my palms like it's braille in it. Is it the trail of the forest? Or the forest with the trail in it? That sail with a 12 in it. Water coming through from impaling it. Nothing left of the boat but my horse. Still I fill up the world and I float like
highest. Highest, highest, highest,
a qualified man with vision, unmoved by daily selfish interest. He led to right decisions by his conscience. In general, a man who knows whence he comes and where he's gone will cooperate with his fellow human beings. He will not be satisfied with merely doing his ordinary duties, but will inspire others by his good example. You are being watched by the nation, and you should realize that you will be satisfied if you do good, but on the contrary, you do evil, it will lose its hope and confidence in you. Salat.
Hydrant open wide on the side of the colonized. Swimming in the street, fell asleep on my mama thighs. Blocking out the noise that destroys little boys. Living joy, ship ahoy, get deployed by the rockabies. Deep into the sea of my dreams. Line fall asleep at the feet of my queen. Hawk coming right to the beat of your wings. Song for the Ethiopian king.
Highest glossy, highest, highest, highest. I'm trying, trying, you're trying to stop me. I'm dialing, living my life.
Yes, yes, yes. Shavua Tov. A good Shavua to come. 7 days to come. You're here, first day service. First day service beginning right now. Yes, I'm going to reboot for the first day, a.k.a. Sunday service, the fulfillment here for this 36th sabbatical with the new covenant reading and feeding. Call in or tune in. Rastafari Israelites, backup channel Rastafari Groundation. Yes, I. Shalom, Havarim, Melkam, Ehud, blessed, beautifully good first day.